It's a morning disaster. I'm Ray Light along with Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm so sleepy.
Why are you sleepy?
I haven't been to bed.
Wait, you haven't been to bed?
No, I couldn't sleep last night.
What? Would you just lay in bed the whole time or what?
I'm not in bed. I got up. I laid in bed. I got up.
So you had insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
And you got so frustrated, you just got out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then what did you do when you got up?
Went back to bed.
All right. Then when you went back to bed, what happened?
Got frustrated and got back up.
All right. Then what?
I get tired and go back to bed.
I mean, do you watch TV? What do you do to...
I fidget on the phone.
You get on the phone?
I fidget. On the phone.
Oh, you fidget on
Facebook.
Oh, excuse me. Well, you're not supposed to do that.
What else am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm just saying what the experts say. They say you're not supposed to do that. You know what you're supposed to do is read.
You're
supposed to read. You know what? You want to know what I do? I'm serious. I do this. I have an iPad. And
what's the difference between an iPad and reading stuff on Facebook?
Well, because I'm telling you right now, because you read long form stuff. Like I read a comic book or, you know, a regular book and it just, and I'm asleep in seconds.
Mm.
I mean, seconds. When I read, I'm so bored. I have to read a lot, you know, when I was working, you know, when I do a show, I have to read a lot.
I don't have a attention span for that.
And sometimes it's very hard because I fall asleep when I read. I've got it. It's a term for it, but I don't know the name of it.
I can't spell salmon split.
But yeah, I'll fall asleep when I'm reading. It's very troubling.
So once I start reading, I'll read for like 6 or 8 hours.
Oh no, you gotta make yourself tired and fall asleep. You know what I've tried to do the last two nights?
What?
I'm trying to watch the remake of the movie Total Recall.
Oh, wow.
It's got Colin Farrell in it. And I get 10 minutes into it and I'm just passed out. And then when I wake up on the couch, I go to my bed and I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Last night, my wife went to bed like 10 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the show Designated Survivor. Actually, my wife went to the tub like 9:20, and that's when I started watching. I started watching like at 9:20. I watched Designated Survivor, right?
Okay.
And then my wife comes out, talks to me, and she goes to bed. And then I watched the end of Designated Survivor, and I'm like, what am I going to watch? And I'm like, oh, I want to watch that Total Recall game, because I started to watch it Sunday, and I couldn't because I fell asleep. So I'm like, I'm going to watch it. And I know it's not a horrible movie. It's just... for whatever reason, I can't stay up, so I put it on, and I start watching it, and I get past where I was last night, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Like, he goes through the recall process, and it makes him crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I'm sleeping.
Oh.
And I mean, dead asleep on the couch. And I wake up and I go, oh, and I see where the movie is. And I'm like, oh, shit, let me rewind so I can watch it again, you know? So I rewind the movie and I start watching. I didn't even make it as far as I made it the first time.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep. So then I wake up again. And instead of going, oh, screw it, I need to go to sleep, I go, no, I got to watch it again. So I rewind again and I try to sit up instead of laying down.
Because
this will keep me awake. It didn't. No, I fell asleep.
Didn't you just go to bed?
Exactly. I fell asleep on the couch and I fell asleep on my left shoulder, which is screwed up. So my left shoulder's hurting now. And finally, I fell asleep this time. And I go, you know what? When I woke up, I go, oh, God, what am I doing? It was 11. It was like 11:12 or something.
I try to go to bed at like 10.
Yeah. Like 11, 12, I go, oh, screw it. I got to go to sleep. That's what time I went to bed last night. And I fell right asleep
except
when I got in
maybe
bed.
Maybe 45 minutes because I woke up and Jimmy Kimmel was on.
Oh, I'm telling you, I sleep too much, I think. I'm too tired.
I barely slept the night before.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Well, you're obviously on dope. Yes. You are on the dope, and it's keeping you awake. Get off of it.
No, they took away my sleeping pill.
What do you want, Adderall or something?
No. They took away my Trazodone.
I bet you, you know what? I bet you sleep during the day.
Much better than I do at night.
I knew it. You're sleeping during the day.
No, I'm not doing it now.
Well, not now, but I mean, you're sleeping during, that's why you can't sleep at night.
No. I haven't slept since like last Thursday.
Well, that just seems, that's not normal.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, that does not seem correct, Nikki. Ugh. Something wrong with you.
Uh-huh. I sleep for like 45 minutes and then I'm awake.
I don't know what to tell you. You should, once you fall asleep, you should go straight through.
Would you quit yawning? You got me yawning.
Well, it's like I got too much sleep, so I'm, oh, I am yawning.
I'm tired and you got me yawning.
Yeah. Well, I got too much sleep. I'm very tired today. Forgive me. So I went to bed like 11. Slept till 8 something. Oh, my God. It's like, oh, I slept like 9 hours or whatever. It's way
and
too much.
7:36 and my alarm went off at 8:30 and I drugged myself into the living room about 5 minutes.
Wait,
long.
You went to sleep at 7:30.
It was a power nap.
And you assumed that was enough to get through the morning.
I had to do something.
Oh, it's 7:30. Oh, it's 7:30. I've got to get some sleep. I've got a show to do in an hour.
Well, I got hungry and I ate some Rice Krispies.
Oh, you are unbelievable.
That made me tired.
You're unbelievable. You're that diabetic, you can't eat Rice Krispies without
I'm
falling
asleep. I'm not diabetic.
If it's changing your blood sugar to the point of falling asleep, you're something.
No, I'm not.
You're some kind of something.
I check all that.
You are some kind of something, Nikki.
You're making me yawn.
Nikki. Oh, boy. Have you filled out your picks for the NCAA tournament yet?
My what?
Your picks for the NCAA tournament.
Aren't they done with basketball?
No, the tournament's about to start. It starts Thursday. Oh, I can't wait.
I know the Bulls got embarrassed the other day.
The what?
The Bulls.
What about the Bulls?
By Boston. Celtics.
Oh, they got beat by Boston? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now it's college basketball. No one cares about the pros for a few weeks here.
What?
It's like when the college basketball playoffs start, nobody even cares about the pros. I couldn't under... That was like speaking Chinese to me. I understood none of that. That was just gibberish. You actually said... How in the hell am I supposed to?
I don't even know what I said either.
Now this is the annual NCAA basketball tournament, Nikki. Come on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Boston Celtics.
No.
Mm-mm. What's that?
The Boston Celtics is NBA ball.
Oh.
I've got...
What are you talking about?
It's about the NCAA tournament.
What is that?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I've got Duke. Arizona, Kansas,
McMurray College,
and North Carolina in one of my Final Fours.
And another, alma mater.
And another Final Four, I have Duke, Arizona, Louisville, and UCLA. And then I have Villanova. I have Villanova, Arizona.
Didn't Kansas take it last year?
North Carolina, Louisville. No, Villanova won it all last year. But I got a good feeling about UCLA, about Duke. I think Duke's on fire right now.
Where's Duke at?
Duke's in North Carolina.
Oh. I thought it was like in Tennessee or Kentucky.
It is in North Carolina.
Where's Baylor at?
Baylor's in Texas. It's in El Paso, Texas.
Oh.
El Paso. Yep. That's where Baylor is. Any other you got any other questions? Hit me up.
Oh, no.
I know the names colleges are in. That's one of the few. That's one of the few things that I'm really good at. I can tell you what city a college is in.
Hmm.
Harvard, Cambridge, Boston area. Boom.
How come Harvard and Yale don't make any of these?
Because this year it was who made it from the big from the Ivy League. The Ivy League this year was. Was it Princeton? Yeah. Yes, it was Princeton. They're playing Notre Dame in the first round.
I vote for Notre Dame.
Yeah. Okay. You need to fill one out.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, you did. Notre Dame will beat Princeton. They'll beat Princeton.
I don't even know who's playing. I don't know the names of these things.
I just told you. Notre Dame and Princeton. You just got that right.
Penn State. Versus Ohio.
No, they're not in the tournament.
I just know football. I don't know basketball.
Neither one of those teams are even in the tournament. What about Wisconsin and Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia versus North Carolina, Wilmington.
Wilmington.
Florida versus East. Is it East Texas State? You know, or East Texas?
Florida.
All right. Southern Methodist versus either the winner of this is troubling. Southern California or I don't know who the hell the other one is. I have no idea who these two teams are. Just because they're abbreviated.
What was it again?
SMU.
Southern Methodist.
Yeah, versus. And here's the abbreviations, PR versus SC. I think one's University of Southern California, and the other is, I'm for Providence.
Providence.
So you think Providence will beat Southern California and then beat SMU? All right.
Yeah.
Baylor versus New Mexico.
Baylor.
South Carolina versus Marquette.
South Carolina.
And Duke versus Troy.
Duke.
See, that's what you do. And then you go through and you say, okay, South Carolina versus Duke.
South Carolina.
Oh, wow. That's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because they're not. They're not as good as Duke.
Dad, they are my niece's alma mater.
Oh, so you're gonna go South Carolina the whole way. Your niece was
the Gamecocks, aren't they?
Your niece was a Gamecock, eh? Oh,
yes.
She was game to cock. Tell you that.
Gamecock.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm game to cock.
When she first started posting about Gamecocks, I'm like, what the hell is she talking about?
That's the name of the team, the Gamecocks. That's brilliant. That was brilliant when they named it that.
And colors are crimson, red, and white.
Yeah, and you know what? That was brilliant because it's not racist in any way, you know. So they didn't like call it the, you know, they're not like some of these other schools where they have to put up with people, you know, they're just like, no, we're the Cocks. And people just call themselves the Cox, you know. Hey, we're the Cox. We know what they're talking about.
Bunch of chickens.
You know, we know what they're talking about. Big Cox.
Oh, my God.
Big Cock on campus.
Anyway.
Yep.
South Carolina.
Yeah, we should do the, I should have you do the pool tomorrow. I'm going to get the whole thing and have you do it. And write it down.
Did you write down all my things?
I did not, no.
Oh, Ray, you're going to have to re-listen to everything and write
it
down.
Well, I'll have to do it tomorrow.
I won't remember.
So do new ones. Big deal. We'll do a new sheet tomorrow.
What if I accidentally change something and I ruin it?
Then go ahead and I don't care. You'll be fine.
No. You have to go first. What if I lose $1 million?
You won't lose $1 million.
Yes, I will.
No. I'll tell you what.
It was mental telepathy.
I have a lot of confidence in Duke for some reason this year.
Nope, they're going to get down.
I've got Duke winning it.
Nope.
And I've got, let's see. I did 3 pools.
I should, though, because my mom likes Duke.
I got Duke winning it, and I have them playing North Carolina in 1. I have them playing Louisville, although I don't think that's going to happen, but I do like Louisville, but they're not strong enough to win. So that was one I did with my heart, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Louisville boy. I like Louisville. Tournament starts Thursday, which is also, we will not have a show on Thursday because that is when I'm doing mornings.
You're going to do mornings?
Yeah, I'm on MAY on the mornings, Thursday and Friday.
Cool.
I'm starting Thursday, Friday, Nikki.
Cool.
So we will not have shows on that day.
Good, I can speak.
I'm in for Greg Bichop. Moves off. I don't know what he's traveling the world, I guess. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Don't know what he's doing.
Probably running somewhere.
I heard he was I can't say what I heard he was doing, but
he's a big runner.
Yeah, I know, but I heard good scoop from on Bishop from somebody.
Hmm.
Yeah, this place called me, but I can't say it. I shouldn't even say that. Forget it.
Don't even go there.
Oh, God. Oh. I got called for a job.
Uh-huh.
And to see if I wanted it. Or yeah. If I was interested. And I was like, yeah. And they said, well, we want you to audition. And you know, there's a whole process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, well, that's cool. And then they said, then they came out and they said, hey, we're also looking at somebody else in Springfield. And I said, who? And they said, well, we heard about a Greg Bishop. That's what they said. And I'm like, what? And they asked me what kind of radio did. And I said, oh, well, so I told them. Yeah. I said, different from me. which he is, it's, you know. Yeah. So I don't know if he's got interest in that job or if they've got interest in it, what the hell's going on. But his name, while I was talking to this place, his name came up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Mm.
Yeah. So it could be a scandal, but
could be.
More than likely, it's not. It was crazy.
It was snowing while ago.
It was what?
It was freaking snowing while ago.
Yeah, can you believe the snow? I mean, I thought it would be snow and then everything would melt, you know, like in one day.
That's what it was supposed to do.
It doesn't seem to be the case.
Putting a fork in my life.
I'll tell you what, this stuff needs to go away.
Yes, it does. Remember February when it was warm?
Well, I think this stuff will be gone. Like, what's the temperature supposed to be this weekend, right?
We're under a freeze warning until, like, Thursday night.
Oh, jeez.
Supposed to get down to, like, 9.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't want that. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It's going to kill all the flowers and everything.
Hmm.
Make me mad.
Well, I mean, yes, it's going to it's going to kill the flowers. Absolutely.
The daffodils already bloomed.
Well, they shouldn't have bloomed so quick.
Well, it's because of global warming.
I don't tell you.
And one of the flowering trees around the corner, I don't know if it was dogwood or what it was, it bloomed too. Had little white flowers on it.
This year it, this year it got cold after it got warm.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's what happens.
Bunch of crap.
You're very passionate about this.
I am. I want spring is my favorite season, and I don't want it skipped over.
Oh, good. It's not. It's gonna be. Yeah, it's not gonna exist. Yep.
I think it's snowing now.
I do not know. I have the window closed today.
Well, there's a little crack in the curtain. Either I've got, like, floaters or it's snowing.
You have... So you're fearing floaters?
No, either I have them or it's snowing.
Oh. It must be snowing. Yeah, I woke up... I woke up today, I couldn't see worth it. I couldn't see anything.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, it's horrible. Did you see how the snow that left here is moving toward the east?
Stella!
And it's causing, and it could be causing like and there's also snow coming from the ocean.
Stella!
And it'll cause a nor'easter out in the east coast. Big storm.
Have you seen that house on Facebook that supposedly has lake effect ice all over it?
No.
Off of Ontario.
No, but I do know lake effect sucks.
Okay, there's this house.
Yeah.
It's completely covered with like 5 inches of ice.
Okay, yeah.
But the house next to it is pristine.
That sounds like it could happen, yeah.
How can that happen? I think it's a fake news.
Listen,
story.
I lived in that area in the snow belt. And
how can one house be completely covered with 5 inches of ice to the point that you can't even see windows or nothing? And the house next to it, which is a two-story house, has nothing.
Well, I certainly don't know about that.
I think it is a fake. And the guy, I read the story, and the guy has like been accused of spraying foam on his house to make it look like ice.
Well, I have lived in the snow belt, and I could see it happening. So I'm telling you, they get so much snow in that part of the country. It's insane.
No, it's ice from the water off of the lake.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know how much snow they get in that part of the country. Although they haven't been getting it lately.
I'm getting it now. Like, they got up to 6-9 inches off of Lake Michigan up in by Waukegan and stuff last night.
I'm telling you, people in like Cleveland and Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse and stuff like they haven't gotten as much snow this year as they usually get.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them, I guess. 24 degrees, our current forecast feels like 12. It is currently snowing. It is currently snowing, Nikki.
So I don't have flippers.
Nikki!
I don't have flippers.
Tomorrow's high, 36. Thursday's high 50. There you go. That's when it'll go.
I have a headache.
Friday's high 62 and rain. I'll have a headache. Saturday's high 53.
Great.
Monday, it's going to be 70 degrees. Oh, I'm so excited about Monday. I can fart. Oh, I love it. Yeah, so this stuff will not be around long.
Yeah, when it's 50 and going up to 50 or whatever, I'm going to have a headache.
Why?
Because the front's going to come through, and I'm going to have a migraine.
Why would you have a migraine when it warms up?
Because the front comes through, and the barometric pressure changes, and it makes me have a migraine.
I think you're...
I had it when this was coming through.
I am generally worried that you are part animal of something. I really do.
Hey, maybe that's why I didn't sleep last night, because of the full moon.
The things that you...
Part kitty cat. Meow.
Unbelievable.
Meow.
The things that you are concerned about. Really something.
Why does that make me part animal? Well, we are all animals, right?
Because you're part animal with how sympathetic you are to, or how sensitive you are.
I'm just a sensitive person.
No.
And they're real things. I'm not a hypochondriac like some people assume.
Well, next Monday, 70 degrees.
Woohoo! Back to flip-flops.
So we like that.
Mm-hmm.
But by today, Thursday is going to be 50. All the snow will melt on Thursday. Ugh. That's the day I'm doing mornings.
It'll be slushy and muddy.
Could you imagine I go to work and it's snow and I come out and it's all gone? That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And foggy.
Wonderful.
That'll be a miserable day.
Yep. That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What is going on in the world?
We're doing military exercises in the South Sea of Japan. And we're going to make North Korea and China very angry.
We're doing exercises?
Yeah, we're joining with Australia and Japan.
Yeah, I saw Japan was moving a giant ship into the mm-hmm. South China Sea.
Mm-hmm. And so are we.
Huh.
And Australia.
Australia.
And we're doing it right where South Korea landed the little projectile last week.
That's North Korea.
North Korea, yeah.
South Korea.
And we're taking drones over there.
Well, we want to
make sure we piss people off.
I mean, a part of me hopes they bomb the hell out of that North Korea, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oy, oy, oy.
Yep.
It's frightening what those idiots are doing. Because I'll tell you, don't you get the feeling? Don't you get the feeling that if they had the technology, like they would launch a nuclear weapon just to see what it could do?
Yes.
Because they're that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. I think they're trying to do this on purpose, you know. Because I really feel if they, like, wouldn't they have tried to blown up part of China or Japan or South Korea or something if they were actually that nuts?
I think that they get new technology and they try and show it off just to show us that they're getting better and better at it.
Yeah, but I mean, why would they launch it in the middle of the ocean? Why wouldn't they just launch it over to South Korea?
They want to see how far they can throw it.
No, I think they're just trying to make a point.
I don't know.
And I don't know how good a point it's going to be. Because it's no longer Obama in the White House.
Mm-mm.
Because, no, I mean, Obama just laughed them off. He'd be like, oh, look at this jackass.
Now we got Trump. He's going to be like, what'd you do that to me for?
Yeah, now you got Trump. Trump will launch a fucking bomb.
I know.
Trump is not stable.
I'm going to bomb you.
He's not stable. He will bomb them. North Carolina should watch it.
What is with the microwave surveillance?
There is no such thing as microwave surveillance.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. That's Kellyanne Conway, lunatic.
Because there's been plenty of times I stood in front of my microwave naked waiting for a...
no one's looking at you through your microwave.
Hot pie to be done. No.
Wait a minute. You stand in front of your microwave naked waiting for a hot pie to finish cooking.
Pot pie.
I would like a pot pie. Oh, you said pot pie.
I made a pot pie.
It was troubling. That's very troubling.
Banquet pot pie. It was cheap.
I was wondering if my pot pie done.
There's a big pot pie.
No, no one's looking at you through the microwave.
I just got panties on.
That's another.
Nobody needs that.
That's another Trump thing. People are fearing the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I mean, the whole thing. Listen, the whole thing.
Why
is,
do they say these things?
Because
they want people out there scared.
Because their leader made a tweet at 4 o'clock in the morning when he was on the shitter. He sent out a ridiculous paranoid tweet because he read something on some bullshit website, and he sent it out. He was convinced from that boob Mark Levin and those boobs over at Breitbart, they somehow convinced him that President Obama was spying on him.
Through the microwave.
Why in the hell would President Obama spy on him?
Yeah,
by the way,
President Obama could give two shits.
When the election was basically, when it was over, you know, there's nothing was going to change anything.
Right.
And they claim Obama, you know, and Obama's point with this is, I didn't bug anybody, you know.
Right.
Like, what the hell did I care? I could see someone who's at the end of their first term doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see a president who's on the way out.
Right.
People refuse to believe this on the right. But I'm telling you, the last 6 months of 2016 and all of 2017, President Obama has not given a shit about running this country. No president does. All he cares.
He's busy on philanthropy.
He worked 8 years straight. All the guy wanted to do was go on vacation.
Right.
And these people are like, oh, Obama.
He did.
Obama's running a secret bubble. I'm like, no, he's not. The man's only been out of office a month. Not even 2 months has he been out of office. All he's doing is just fucking around. He doesn't care.
Right, and it's driving Trump nuts that he's not going into hiding like the rest of the presidents did.
I'm telling you, if the people on the right are wasting their time trying to see what Barack Obama's up to, you're following the wrong course, people. That's not who's heading up some kind of resistance.
Uh-uh.
He does it because here's the one thing that he has that nobody else has. He can't run.
Nope.
He can't. He's not going to run shit. Why are you focusing on him? If you want to focus on someone, focus on someone who's actually in an office that can do something.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be Bernie Sanders is riling him up.
Did you hear that Arnold might run for Senate, Congress?
He should run for Senate.
Because of Trump?
Yeah, he should. That'd be great.
Arnold.
Wouldn't that be great?
He'll be back.
He hates Trump.
Yes, he does. But Trump's in love with him.
I think, you know what? I mean, he messed up California pretty bad, so I don't want him to win. But I wish we'd get rid of the rule that says he couldn't be president. He's lived here long enough.
He wanted to be president, but he can't be.
He's been in the U.S. for over, what, 30 years, over 40 years?
I know, but he's not a natural-born citizen.
Yeah, so but can't. If you're in the United States for 40 years, you should be able to run for president, you know?
And did you hear about all these bands that can't get in and that are getting arrested at the border because they're trying to make it into the South by Southwest Music Festival?
That figures, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Trump's got them feeling empowered. You know, but listen, there is a way to go about doing things. Now, they're making it even harder. That's what sucks, because people who do follow the law and try to get in, they're making it harder for them to get in. But
right.
the people who are illegal and they just went, they creep in for a weekend and get out.
Yeah.
Their lives are living hell right now. They can't get in. So.
And Muhammad Ali Jr. has been stopped twice, and he is a natural born citizen.
Yeah. That's the scary stuff.
And the second time he was stopped was after a Democratic congressional hearing on the first time he was stopped.
Yeah. Well, they don't care. These, you know, Trump's got the Border Patrol officers feeling empowered. They do whatever they want. See, they're grabbing people who aren't up to no good and reading their phones and all kinds of stuff.
This is what
we're coming to. No, it's just, listen, Trump's not thinking through his, he's just not thinking it through. I mean, I understand he wants, the man doesn't want to hurt us, but he really is afraid of this. He's an old man who's afraid of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really trying to do what's best, but it's just the way he's going about it is wrong.
He's going to get himself in trouble.
And
he's going to push the limit a little bit too far.
And I don't think that there's malicious intent in Donald Trump's, you know. If Donald Trump has maliciousness, it's just over money. It's over nothing but his own personal wealth. And he actually thinks that this is the way to protect us. And it's just, he's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's where the divide is.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think Trump's evil. I really don't. No, Steve Bannon might be. You know, Bannon probably is definitely evil.
He's whispering in Trump's ear.
By the way, we do have birthday. We do have a birthday wish, Nikki.
Oh yeah.
Oh, good Lord, that's a birthday burp. We have a birthday wish for the one and only Al. From D-Town.
Well, happy birthday, Al.
Happy birthday, Al. How about that?
Hopefully he doesn't have to work today.
I think I read that he took the day off or something. So good for him. Good for Lil Al. I hope that hot wife spreads it for him today. That's what I hope. Gives it up.
There you go.
Gives it up some kind of dirty way, you know. I mean, not just normal, but dirty.
He deals with dirty every day.
No, not that kind of dirty. I mean, the good kind of dirty.
Sexy
dirty.
Man.
Which I need my wife to start reading up on or something. I need some of that sexy dirty. You know. Too innocent. I'm too old a man to be involved in innocent sex. I need dirty sex. That's what I need. Yeah, so Al, I hope that your wife is somehow letting you do something very dirty today. And I mean very dirty. I mean as dirty as
we got it.
As dirty as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Very dirty. You know, I think that's
dirty,
a fine.
You got to take a shower after.
Yeah, I think that's a fine line. You probably know this from your friends that you, you know. But like that, there is a fine line there. You know.
Hmm.
There's a fine line between dirty and then going too far.
Oh yeah. It's, you got to push that boundary all the time.
Yeah, and you gotta approach it without going over. I mean, that sounds like a struggle.
Yeah.
You know.
But you can't go too fast with it. Like you got to pace.
You can't what? You can't go too fast? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. You got to pace it out. Otherwise, then you're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got to... You gotta watch the line. You can't go, you know.
Like having a bag of tricks. Once your tricks are out of the bag, then
right.
What?
Right. Yep. That's right.
You always got to keep something in the bag.
Hey, Alex Jones had a warning for Alec. Alex Jones had a warning for Alec Baldwin.
Uh oh.
Look at all those beta males. Alec Baldwin thinks he's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million to charity he wants to get in the ring with me. Bare knuckle. I will. I'll do it right now. I'll get in the ring with you, and I will break your jaw. I will knock your teeth out. I will break your nose, and I will break your neck. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in the ring with me. I will break your jaw in seconds. I will smash your nose into a bloody pulp, and I will rack your teeth out. My fists are going to be bleeding with your teeth marks all over me. You freaking bully, you coward. I hate you. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever.
This guy hit. This man has
We're
got.
We're going to defeat this anti-human scum. We're going to wreck their world. When I come back, we'll look at the coward at Homeland.
Oh, my God. He's got issues.
Yeah.
He's a very troubled soul, that Alex Jones.
He doesn't get the whole charity
SNL
thing.
Coward. Well, so what? You know what I mean?
It's funny.
Yeah, big deal. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. Don't run for president if you don't want to be made fun of.
All right. Every president that SNL's been on air has been.
You know what?
Charity.
The best guy that I heard gave comment on this was George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking to him. They asked him what he thought, and he goes, "Nothing." They go, "What did you think?
Right.
What did you think of Will Ferrell's impression of you?" He goes, "Nothing."
Oh,
and then like even the press was like sort of offended, going, "What do you mean nothing?" He goes, "I thought nothing of it. I didn't think anything." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Well, how did you know? Weren't you angry?" He goes, "No, I thought nothing of it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is the correct response, by the way. All right?
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush's take was, listen, I'm the freaking president of the United States. I don't have time to worry about what type of impersonation they're doing of me on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
That's the correct response.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy asked him, about the UFO file.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was good.
And Jenna asked if Jenna, or he asked which one of his daughters was the first to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was Jenna. And he's like, well, did you tell her? And he's like, nope. He goes, so you did look at the file? He's like, yep. He's like, so you know what's in that file, don't you? And he's like, I sure do.
Yep.
He goes, so if you wanted to, you're not under oath anymore to have to protect anymore. He's like, no, not really. And he said, so are you going to tell me what's in that file? And he's like,
nope.
No, I'm not going to. Jimmy's like laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
You know, the presidents... You know, and I hope that Trump picks up on this, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a very exclusive club. It's the most exclusive club in the world.
Right.
You
can't take yourself that seriously.
In the last 250 years, we've only had, or what is it, 240, however many
45.
Years.
Yeah.
There's only been 45 presidents. That's it.
A small club.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very exclusive club. And there have been people that we liked and didn't like of all walks. I mean, there are people who are conservative that definitely don't like what Obama did, or people who are liberal that don't like what Bush did, or they don't like what there's Clinton and Reagan and blah, blah, blah. But there's never been anybody like Trump before. There really hasn't been.
Mm-hmm.
But you hope that he will at least, you know, continue on the long tradition of being respectful when out of office.
Yeah. I doubt he will.
He can't even be
respectful. Because he wasn't respectful before he went in.
He can't be respectful while in office.
Right.
I mean, heralding, you know, I'll tell you what.
You got to look at his track record.
Hurling.
Getting in fights with Rosie O'Donnell.
Hurling accusations at the last president is pretty unprecedented.
Yeah.
But you can understand if he actually believes that that stuff happened, you know?
And he tells his advisors, he tells his end people. He doesn't go tell the public. He doesn't go whine about it on Twitter on the shitter at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I think his people would like him to stop that, but
yeah,
it's not going to happen. Oh well. Oh well. Yeah, but I thought George W. Bush gave the best quote about that. Just so what?
Right.
In the grand scheme of things, it means so little. Why would you?
His
and I got to be honest.
So important.
You want to know why the ratings for Saturday Night Live are up so much? Because Trump's been tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
He gets so angry and so, you know, fed up with it, he tweets it out. And that's what fires everybody on the left up.
Mm-hmm.
They get all fired up. They're like, oh, I'm going to do my duty and watch it, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to piss him off. And it's like, you know, that's how your words have an effect. You have people who don't like you. I'll run to watch it.
Right.
Then you should realize you're going about things the wrong way.
And he gives them the material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Oh, well. It's just, it's nonsense. You don't worry about that. Good Lord, there's plenty of stuff to do. I mean, I know some people
make my pot pies in peace.
Some people don't like what he's been doing with this health stuff.
That scares me.
Okay, and granted, some of the health stuff is troubling because it looks like they're trying to decrease the amount of people that could be added to the Medicaid rolls.
They said yesterday, was it, that 14 million people can go without.
I think they said 20. They said 24, and this is the problem.
Not 24.
It's not the people. It's the people who can afford, or who could pay for some health insurance that won't get it,
mm-hmm.
because the government's offering less subsidy. You know, it used to be that if you're working and you're trying to get out, you can. There's a subsidy that you could apply for and you could get, and it would help pay your insurance premiums.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's going away and blah, blah, blah. So it's not people who are on government who are necessarily on big chunks
of working
government.
Poor.
It's the working poor. And you know what? The working poor in this country always get screwed.
Yep.
They always do. And I wish that would stop. But the last guy tried to stop it and they was brutalized for it. And listen, if anybody has not figured out, the pharmaceutical industry has too much power. They had too much power with Obama. I don't know if they gave him, I don't know if they supported his camp. I'm sure they did. Or if they did other Democrats' campaigns or what. But the pharmaceutical industry and the original Obamacare, they got away with murder. In fact, Obama, and I don't know, I mean, I think they made, this was public, it was on Frontline, but the Obama administration let the pharmaceutical lobby, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They wrote the bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's who wrote part of Obamacare. So people wonder, it's like, why weren't there cost controls for pharmaceuticals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to lower the price of pharmaceuticals, allow Canadian pharmaceuticals to be sold here.
Yeah.
That's the first, I mean, that's a step you could take that would lower prices for everybody. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they won't. And now you look at what's going on with this one. The pharmaceutical industry is up to their elbows in this one because there's no cost controls for pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
It's like we're doing it again. What a powerful freaking industry.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm working in the wrong industry. Working in radio. I should be working in pharmaceuticals. They obviously have all the money.
They don't want to cure disease. They want to maintain it.
But let me tell you something. When Trump was campaigning on this and talking about it, he wasn't wrong. He was talking about abolishing state lines when it comes to competition amongst healthcare providers and pharmaceutical and things like that. Well, now all the pharmaceutical stuff has gone out of the way, and it's all back to being very positive for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder how much money they pay.
Right.
And it's got to be money. And in this case, it's not necessarily Trump. Because, listen, these Republicans, they wanted to take out the existing conditions. They wanted to take out kids being on their parents' plan until they were 26. They wanted to get rid of all that shit.
And the existing conditions still up in the end.
But it was Trump that's kept this stuff in. Because he kept saying. So, I mean, a lot of people bash Trump, all right? And, yeah, he's funny. He's very funny. But I got to tell you, people that are claiming he's trying to hurt the poor, they're wrong. Because he's been the only guy that's been keeping that stuff in. And it will stay in. I guarantee you it's going to stay in.
I hope so.
And the reason it will stay in is because he's been talking about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, that's what, so they do need to give credit where it's due.
Well, it's not done yet, so
well,
when it's done, give the credit.
I mean, and here's the other thing. The people that somehow think that this is all going to go away and we're just going to keep Obamacare, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I know that.
That's not going to happen. So they better just get with the program and hope for the best Trump care package we can get.
Right.
And that definitely contains those things I just gave, like existing conditions and, you know, staying on health care till 26 and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just going to be part of it.
Yep.
That's how it works, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of businesses, you know, for example, if I go back to work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If I go back to, I don't need insurance when I go back to work. I'm on my wife's insurance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like her insurance. Wherever I go, I don't need to have insurance, you know?
Right.
Because I'm staying on my wife. My wife's, they know I'm on it and blah, blah, blah. You know, they've approved what they need to approve and all that stuff. So I don't need to worry about it. But I do feel bad for people who are trying to go full-time work. And I'm saying, you know, the companies are thinking this, you know. Although I think it's illegal, but there are companies that are thinking, oh, you know what? We don't want to hire this guy because he's going to have to get insurance and it's going to ring up our price. It's going to cost us and blah, blah, blah. You know that goes on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it probably does.
It goes on. And it doesn't, you know. So that's the shame of it all.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do you do? And the other thing is, like, these kids, you know, these, a lot of these kids, they want to work, they want to go to work somewhere, but if they're out of college and they're 20, and they were 21, 22, a lot of places wouldn't hire them because they're like, oh, we're not going to give them insurance. You know, we don't want to pay for that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now they could stay on their parents' insurance, so they don't have to worry about it till they're 26.
Right.
So that, that keeps, that actually gets them employed, keeps them employed. And
I thought they still had to be in school.
Well, you, yeah, but there are kids that are in school that work. They work every day. And they couldn't, you know what I mean? They couldn't work anywhere where insurance was involved. And so it's a great, I mean, it's a great, it really is a great thing that they're doing.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know. But they do. They need to keep that. And then because of Trump, they are keeping it. So, there you go, Nikki.
Okay.
Nikki! I guess we should wrap it up.
I know that. Went by fast.
I know, it flew, and I gotta pee. I mean, it's yeah. It feels like it's seeping out.
Oh, God, you better go.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap it up. We're back tomorrow. And that's it. Only three shows this week because I do have to do mornings on MAY Thursday and Friday. All right, that's it, you guys. See you later. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.